Compounding Your Confidence, Strategies to Expand Your Opportunities for Success. Written by Jill J. Johnson. Narrated by the author. Author's note. This is a work of creative nonfiction. The events are portrayed to the best of my memory. While all of the stories in this book are true, some names and identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of the people involved. The conversations in the book all come from my recollections. Introduction. Confidence is an elusive characteristic for many of us as we journey through life in our careers. Doubt, low self-esteem, and a lack of emotional control undermine our ability to deal with adversity or failure. Most people believe that you are born with confidence. Either you have it or you don't. This self-limiting belief is why so many people hold themselves back from ever reaching their true potential. Confidence is a significant life skill. Developing it is an essential core competency that's necessary to achieve any level of success. What if there was a way for you to build your confidence? What if you could learn how to believe in yourself so you could leverage all of your skills and talents to make a difference in your community or become a leader within your organization? There is a way. You must take responsibility for building your own confidence. It cannot be delegated to others. You don't need to take big risks or make huge leaps. It is the cumulative impact of small and focused efforts to build your skills that will increase your confidence over time. As your confidence compounds, you will find you can accomplish vastly more than you ever dreamed was possible. Confidence allows you to have impact far beyond your job title or position. Building your confidence requires a disciplined focus on boldly seeking out and accepting new opportunities as you reach for higher rungs of success. Maintaining your confidence requires the ability to coalesce your experience with the ability to trust yourself. There are three fundamental keys to developing your confidence: progressions, practice, and presentation. My goal in writing this book is to provide you with the takeaways you need to compound your confidence. I want to give you the last little boost you need to be able to accept the risk, challenge, or leadership role you are about to face. You must be getting ready to take a step outside your comfort zone, or you would not be listening to this now. No matter your experience level or age, confidence can be a challenge. It is important to understand we all need a boost now and then. The best way to show you how to compound your confidence is to share my story. By sharing with you how I have navigated building my career, business, and leadership skills, you will learn how you can expand your own confidence to build a better life for yourself. While my story tells the arc of my successes, I have also learned hard lessons and have made many mistakes along the way. Not life-threatening or career-ending mistakes, but these mistakes tested my confidence. I had confidence roadblocks I needed to find a way around, too. Each of these challenges forced me to try different approaches until I found out what worked best for me. I learned different strategies to expand my opportunities for success by learning from every experience. You can do the same. Chapter 1. Finding Your Golden Egg. I won a pony when I was 3 years old. Not because my name was pulled out in a drawing. I had to act. I sat in the back seat of our car, arguing with my older brother. Jeff was in the front seat, and we were yelling at each other while our mother drove us to the park for our hometown Easter egg hunt. I kept repeating with giddy enthusiasm, "I'm going to find the golden egg! I'm going to find the golden egg!" Jeff dismissed me, saying, "That will never happen." We continued to bicker all the way to the park. Despite Jeff's badgering, I was convinced I would find the golden egg. Once we arrived, a large crowd of children and their parents were roaming around waiting for the event to start. I don't remember what the signal was for the hunt to begin, but suddenly we were all running in different directions. I ran wildly to gather up lots of the candy that had been spread out all over the ground.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?